The Occupy Wall Street protests show no sign of letting up. Warm weather and a school holiday drew large numbers of teachers, parents, and kids to Zuccotti Park yesterday. That's where WNYC's Ilya Marritz observed adults trying to impress a spirit of protest and a sense of justice on young people.
Moms and dads formed a protective circle around 50 middle schoolers as activist and writer Kevin Powell led the kids in a call and response exercise.
And I believe. And freedom, and opportunity.
For all people. Later, speaking by phone, Jeannie Lee, a co-founder of the group The 99% School, said she wanted to bring kids to Occupy Wall Street because they make natural activists.
They have no filters, and they can look at something and say, well, that's not fair.
Not everyone sees kids' participation as a good thing. Christopher Guerra was manning an information desk as the young people were arriving.
It's cute, but I don't really think it's... It's like brainwashing.
All day long, the adults banged on drums and chanted slogans, surrounded by mattresses and backpacks. For one observant 9-year-old, Uwa Salam of Brooklyn, it was bewildering.
And first I went inside and I saw all the sleeping bags and I said, what are those for? And my mom said, well, people are sleeping here to protest at night too.
Later, she saw a man on the ground, seemingly unconscious.
And then the ambulance came and they checked and they got him up and he was literally completely knocked out and he had blood all over his bag and something happened to him.
What happened and why? She doesn't know, and WNYC could not get details. But it's an image that may remain for a long time in the mind of one young person. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.